friends, it's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music. Friends, as you all know, that was the Possum, the late and great George Jones, opening today's Gospel Trail. Welcome to the program. Today's Gospel Trail is dedicated entirely to George Jones. In the world of classic or hard country music, there's Jimmie Rodgers, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, George Jones, and Merle Haggard, pretty much in that order. Hank Williams was the first country music singer in the world for decades, and then he was replaced by Johnny Cash. Well, I've always said that George Jones had the best male voice country music has ever known. George left us on the 26th of April, 2013, at age 81. George Glenn Jones was born on the 12th of September, 1931, in Saratoga, Texas, and he was raised in a little place called Vidor, Texas. George had one brother and five sisters. George's father was a laborer and a drinker. He would often come home under the influence, and he would get his children all out of bed, and he would sing them gospel songs. George's father recognized his son's musical gift, and he bought him a Gene Autry cowboy guitar, complete with horse and lariat painted on the front. Soon, young George was singing in the streets of Beaumont, Texas, for whatever money was thrown his way. And at age 19, George married his first wife, Dorothy Bonvillian, and they were married for 1 year and had a daughter. The Korean War was underway, and George enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps. And then, soon after his release, his musical career took off. We opened the Gospel Trail with Wandering Soul by George, and we've got two in a row, starting with a 1966 hit, Old Brush Arbors, followed by a 1971 number 13 song, I'll Follow You Up to Our Cloud.
Old Brush Arbors by the side. I remember them so clearly. Mom and Dad loved them so dearly. Old brush arbors by the side of the road, where I learned about salvation from the book of Revelations, in an arbor by the side of the road. Old brush arbors by the side of the road, where a sinner could lay down his heavy load. It was in those old brush arbors troubled souls found peaceful harbors. Brush arbors by the side of the road. Many times I have departed from the way of life I started, in an arbor by the side of the road. But each time the devils caught me, I remembered what they taught me in brush arbors by the side of the road. Old brush arbors by the side of the road, where the mighty light of God's great mercy glowed. There was praying, shouting, singing, till the countryside was ringing. Brush arbors by the side of the road. Old brush arbors by the side of the road. I've been told my days are numbered. Soon Mother Earth will claim me for her own, but I won't go. We just started, and I just can't leave you here all alone. So my life must go on living. My heart must keep on to our cloud. My arms will hold you all your lifetime. My love for you will always keep them strong. I'll let go your time, and you'll never be alone very long. Then my life can stop its living. My heart can stop its beating and rest now. Then I'll let go. Yes, I'll follow you on up to our cloud.
When you truly take the time to really listen to a George Jones song, you'll find that he immerses himself so completely into the lyrics and the mood he conveys. George sang about life's mysterious sadness and the blistering honesty that the common person would forever encounter. George had 13 number one songs. He had 81 songs in the top 10 and 169 songs in Billboard's top 100. His first big hit was White Lightning in 1959, 1961, Tender Years, 1962, She Thinks I Still Care, 1967, Walk Through This World With Me, 1973, We're Gonna Hold On with Tammy Wynette, 1974, The Grand Tour, and again in 1974, The Door. In 1976, Golden Rings with Tammy Wynette. Again in 1976, Near You with Tammy Wynette. 1980, He Stopped Loving Her Today. 1981, I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool with Barbara Mandrell. 1981, Still Doing Time. 1982, Yesterday's Wine with Merle Haggard. And his last number one hit was in 1983, I Always Get Lucky With You. And in 1999, his song Choices only made it to number 30, but I believe it to be one of his best, a great song with an excellent message. Here's that song, followed by one titled Bringing It Home.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. Yes, I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run. But I'm still losing this game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. Living and dying with the choices I've made.
Well, I'm tired of traveling down this rocky old road. This old heart of mine is a-hurtin' from a heavy load. Only Jesus knows the way my heart went wrong. But the Lord, he knows I'm about to bring it on home. Whoa, I'm a-bringin' it.
Bringin' it.
Yeah, I'm bringin' it.
Bringin' it.
Yes, I'm bringin' it. Heaven's talking, yeah, I said I'm bringin' it.
Heart's been away too long, and I'm a-bringing it home, a-bringing it home.
Oh, when the angels come and carry me away, and I have to face the Lord on my judgment day, I've got to have the power to stand before His throne. That means a change in the heart, and I'm a-bringing it home. That's right, I'm bringing it,
bringing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm bringing it. Heaven's talking, yeah, I said I'm bringing it. Mm-hmm. This old heart's been away too long,
and I'm bringing it home.
There'll be lightning and thunder and earthquakes in the ground. Well, don't you let the devil tell you that your hope is gone. There'll be a whole lot of hearts that will never go home. Well, that's right, I'm a-bringing it.
Bringing it.
Yeah, I'm a-bringing it.
Bringing it.
Uh-huh, I'm a-bringing it. Heaven's talking, yeah, I'm a-bringing it.
In 1964, George married Shirley Ann Corley, and they were married for 14 years and had two sons. And it was during his marriage to Shirley that he drove his lawn tractor 8 miles to the liquor store. Shirley hid all the car keys, but she forgot about the lawn tractor. George would later repeat the lawn tractor incident when he was married to Tammy Wynette. And in the 1970s, George was too tired to perform, and his manager introduced him to cocaine. He missed so many engagements, he was now tagged with the name No Show Jones. And I remember when he was tagged with that name, I saw him at the Moncton Coliseum several times, and each time it appeared as though he wasn't going to show. Then all of a sudden he seemed to pop out of nowhere, and he'd start singing, They Call Me No Show Jones. And of course it was all part of the act, and every time I saw George, his performance was awesome. George was married to the beautiful Tammy Wynette from 1969 to 1975, and they had a daughter, Georgette, and she's active in the country music business today. And in 1980, George had one of the biggest hits of his career. He stopped loving her today. George actually didn't like the song, and it took him 18 months to record it. He had a really hard time putting his heart and soul in it, and he told his producer, It's so morbid. Who would ever buy a song like that? Every time he tried to record it, he had trouble with the words, and then he was asked to recite a verse instead of singing it. Well, that turned out to be the icing on the cake. And George didn't have just a regular hit on his hands. He had a monster hit. Some country music critics say Hank Williams's I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry is the greatest country song ever written. Others are now saying He Stopped Loving Her Today is the ultimate country song. Here's that great number, followed by Mama Was a Preacher Man.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. Kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then. But he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single "I love you." I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind, this time he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for Archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at pantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
Mama was a preacher man. Mama was God's right hand.
I remember when Daddy died, he said the Lord was by his side. His last breath, he said, "I'm going to the promised land." That's when Mama told us all that she had heard the call, and Mama would be a preacher man. Far as I can remember back, Mama was a woman that dressed in black, with a soul filled full of gospel and the Bible in her hand. She would go from town to town, spreading God's word all around. Yes, Mama was a real strong preacher man.
Mama was a preacher man. Mama was
there as she pleaded to lost souls, telling them about Jesus there in the Holy Land. Although Mama passed away, she still lives on today. Yes, Mama was an old-time preacher man.
Mama was a preacher man. Mama was God's right hand.
Mama really knew just how to reach way out.
Mama was a preacher.
Who's out there that can sing with the honesty and the sadness and the soul like George Jones? I don't hear anyone. Do you?
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen
to tear your heart out when they sing.
Imagine life without them. All your radio heroes,
like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dreams.
No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger, a man in black and Folsom prison blue. The Okie from Muskogee, hello, darling. Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes.
God bless the boys from Memphis, blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s, old Jerry Lee and Charlie, and Go Cat Go still echoes through the years. You know, the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter.
You can tell it when he sang I Saw the Light.
Old Marty, Hank and Lefty, why, I can feel them right here with me
on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes.
Yes, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes.
We read of a place that's called hell, but it's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he hath given, how beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of
and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary, how beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining, how beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords from their gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
How beautiful heaven must be. And a 1985 number 3 song for George, Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes? And I wonder, who will fill their shoes? In 1983, George married his fourth and final wife, Nancy. Nancy went on to be his manager, and Nancy's credited for rescuing George from alcohol and drugs. George wasn't known as a songwriter. I only see his name as writing credits on one of his many hits, but that doesn't matter. Once George sang a song, it was done. There would be no way another artist could improve on it. And it was Waylon Jennings who said, if we could all sound like we wanted to, we'd all sound like George Jones. Hank Williams was George's musical idol, and Hank was only 8 years older than George. George recorded 2 albums of Hank's songs, and I understand that he's recorded more than 150 albums in total. When George was a teenager, he played lead guitar in a local group, and Hank Williams was coming to town, and Hank needed a group to back him over local radio. Hank told the radio station what songs he would be singing, and George practiced the intro to each song. When Hank arrived and did his performance over the radio, he started all of his songs cold, and George didn't get a chance to play his practiced guitar intros. In the next number, George tells about walking 10 miles of train track to see Hank Williams sing, a selection titled Tramp on Your Street. That'll be followed by George and Melba Montgomery singing one of Hank's gospel songs, House of Gold. Here's George Jones with one called Tramp on Your Street.
It was a long time ago. No shoes on my feet. I walked 10 miles of train track to hear Hank Williams sing. His body was worn, but his spirit was free. And he sang every song, looking right straight at me. I'm just a tramp on your street. Hank, you must understand, you've got my soul at your feet. Oh, and my heart in your hand. to pick, and I don't have to choose. Oh, I don't have to win, and I don't want to lose. If I make any pain, I just throw it away. I don't count on tomorrow, I just live for today. Sir, I'm a tramp on your street, and you must understand, got my soul at your feet and my heart in your hand. Hank, you've opened your heart and you let me inside and made a stray dog like me feel welcome tonight. Oh, a long time ago, no shoes on my feet, I walked 10 miles of track to hear Hank Williams sing. His body was worn, but his spirit was free, and he sang every song, looking right straight at me.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email requests.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
People steal, they cheat and lie for wealth and what it will buy. But don't they know on the judgment day that gold and silver will melt? feet in a deep dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved and to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and do my soul.
House of Gold with Melba Montgomery and Tramp on Your Street. And in the 1990s, George was disappointed in the direction country music would take. The honesty and sincerity with which he sang was replaced by a hit factory mentality of phony sentiment and over-the-top rock and roll production values and Las Vegas glitz. The 1990s saw George removed from radio playlists in favor of a younger generation of pop-influenced country stars. Despite George's absence from the country music charts, Alan Jackson, George Strait, Randy Travis, and Garth Brooks, they still sang his praises and expressed their love and respect for his legacy as a true country legend. George has a couple more numbers, starting with God Keeps the Wildflowers Blooming and Going Life's Way.
Place where mom and papa rest beneath the cold, cold clay. Though the tears may fill my eyes, there's a smile upon my face. I see God remembered mom and dad and put flowers on their grave.
There's wildflowers blooming
on mom and papa's graves. There's no tame ones ever brought here anymore. For the family, they've all gone. I've been in prison far too long, but God keeps the wild. You know, I still remember, just as though it was only yesterday, all the hell that my mom and dad went through to live on from day to day. But the love that they both gave us, oh, it was surely heaven sent. And all the heartaches that I know I've caused them, God knows I'll always regret.
And there's wildflowers blooming
on mom and papa's graves. There's no tame ones ever brought here anymore. For the family, they've all gone. I've been in prison much too long, but God keeps the wildflowers blooming on mom and papa's grave. God keeps the wildflowers blooming on mom and papa's
When the journey toilsome grows, many the conflict, cares and woes, going life's way, going life's way. How we long for peace and love, home in the Father's house above, going life's way, going life's way. life's way. Sweet the thought that cares will cease. Over the tide our joys increase. Going life's way. Going life's way. On the way we'll ever sing praises to Christ our Lord and King. Going life's way. Going life's way. Though the dark way rugged may be, it's His own hands guiding we see, leading us to bright mansions above, where there is joy, 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 rapture and love. Jesus leads us, shepherd friends, all of His own we will defend. Going life's way, going life's way. Never will our Lord forsake us till at last we shall awake. Ended life's way, going life's way. Though the dark way rugged may be, it's His own hand keeps a guiding we see, leading us to bright mansions above, where there is joy, 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 rapture and love.
George has been a member of the Grand Ole Opry for 57 years. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1992. He was named a Kennedy Center honoree in 2008. And in 2012, he was presented with a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. At the Grammy ceremony, his longtime friend Merle Haggard paid tribute to George. He also received a Grammy in 1980 for He Stopped Loving Her Today. And this next award is rare. He Stopped Loving Her Today won Song of the Year 2 years in a row. George's last number 10 song was in 1990, a duet with Randy Travis, one called A Few Old Country Boys. Quickly checking, I see he recorded duets with more than 30 artists. He's the only artist to have songs in the top 40 in 6 decades. And from 1955 to 1998, he's always had consecutive songs on the charts. And here's another great song by George, one called In a Gospel Way.
We all got together on a sawdust floor. God was there, you couldn't ask for more. We all fell in love last night in a gospel way. I love to hear my mama sing and shout and tell how the Lord has helped her out. We all fell in love together in a gospel way. We all got together there under a tent and listened to the man that Jesus sent. For God put in His mouth these words to say. Don't you know the Bible plainly tells a real true Christian won't go to hell if we all fall in love together in a gospel way. He's one true friend that won't let you down. You better be ready when He comes around. Let's all fall in love together in a gospel way. I've heard some people curse His precious name, but we all know God stays the same. Let's all get a little bit closer in a gospel way. Let's all get together on a sawdust floor. God is there, you can't ask for more. Let's all fall in love tonight in a gospel way.
my mama sing and shout and tell how the Lord has helped her out. Let's all fall in love together in a gospel way. Let's all fall in love together in a gospel way. And we'll all get to heaven together in a gospel way.
My years have been many, my loved ones are gone, and I miss them more every day. I'm ready to move to that heavenly home, and I yearn for the day I can say,
take this ring from my finger, these shoes from my feet. Take all of my worldly possessions away.
Just leave me my Bible, a date I must keep. It's homecoming in heaven for me. I'll kiss my old mother, shake hands with my dad. I know they'll remember their boy. We'll all be so happy, and I'll be so glad as our cup runneth over with joy.
Laura Bush, wife of former President George W. Bush, among others, spoke at George's funeral on May the 2nd, 2013. And here's some of the stars that provided musical tributes: Barbara Mandrell, Kenny Chesney, Ronnie Millsap, Vince Gill, Patti Loveless, Travis Tritt, the Oak Ridge Boys, Charlie Daniels, Randy Travis, Winona, and Brad Paisley. Well, friends, it's been a pleasure. And one can't even begin to tell the George Jones story in 1 hour. And you might not even do it in 10 hours. After George recorded He Stopped Loving Her Today, his concert fees jumped from $2,500 a night to $25,000 a night. And I'll bet he's at the Great Jamboree in the Sky with Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, Tammy Wynette, and Patsy Cline. His doctor and wife, Nancy, were at his bedside, and he hadn't said anything for some time. He opened his eyes and said, "Well, hello there. I've been looking for you. My name's George Jones." Those were the last words that George ever spoke. I can see George now tagging along with Jesus.
Well, I'm gonna tag along with Jesus. I'm gonna keep a tagging along. Well, if I keep a telling the story, ain't nothing gonna ever go wrong. But when the saints go marching in, do not tell me I'm wrong.
By the help and the grace of God,
I'm gonna keep a tagging along. Well, I may not be able to preach, and I may not be able to sing. I may not be able to do very much for my Lord and King. But of this one thing I'm persuaded, oh, do not tell me I'm wrong. For by the help and the grace of God, I'm gonna keep a tagging along. Yes, I'm gonna
tag along with Jesus. I'm gonna keep a tagging along. If I keep a telling the story, ain't nothing gonna ever go wrong.
But when the saints go marching in there, do not tell me I'm wrong.
For by the help and the grace of God, I'm gonna keep a tagging along.
Although the path grows rugged, and although the path grows steep, I keep a trusting in my Savior, who is so mighty to keep. And when the saints go marching in there, I'll sing a victory song.
Yes, by the help and the grace of God, I'm gonna keep a-taggin' along, yeah.
Gonna tag along with Jesus, I'm gonna keep a-taggin' along.
And if I keep on a-tellin' the story,
there ain't nothing gonna ever go wrong.
And when the saints go marching in there, do not tell me I'm wrong.
For by the help and the grace of God,
I'm gonna keep a-taggin' along. I'm gonna sing redemption's story. I'm gonna praise him for his love. And when the saints go marching in there, don't you dare tell me I'm wrong. Cause by the help and the grace of God, I'm gonna keep a tagging along. Yes, I'm
gonna tag along with Jesus. I'm gonna keep a tagging along.
Well, if I keep a telling the story,
ain't nothing gonna ever go wrong.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.